people.
Blog Talk Radio.
But I definitely. Okay, so I think we're live on Blog Talk. Here we go.
I'm not really sure why I have an echo.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Michelle Melio, and this is Mind Tripping with Michelle. And I hope that everybody can hear me okay on Blog Talk. This is the first time that we've actually done it this way. Are you here with me, Robin?
I'm here.
Hello. Is it feedback coming from you?
I don't know.
Can you hear me okay?
I think I'm hearing you through Hangout.
Sorry? All right, so I think that we're just going to go on hold for 1 second, and I'm going to go ahead and try to rectify this. I don't know if it's my phone or if it's something else. I'm really excited about talking with Erica today. So if you could just bear with me for one more moment, we're going to go off the air again. And I do apologize for the delay.
Okay, hello, and welcome back to Blog Talk Radio. I'm so sorry for the delay. Hello, and welcome, Erica.
Hi, Michelle. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you, and Happy New Year to you. Sorry about that. We did it a little bit differently today. I had Robin handle the phones, and poor Robin, huh? What a trooper.
Thank you, Robin.
So welcome. Welcome. And I'm so glad to have you here. I just read a little bit about you. I know it's been about 10 years since we've been in touch with each other, and your bio has grown like by leaps and bounds. Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Well, thank you. I've been a busy girl, for sure. Yeah, so there's been a lot of new stuff happening, and we're in a super exciting time in our ascension and our awakening process. So I'm happy to be here and share in whatever way is helpful for people that are listening or that will be listening later.
That's amazing. Now you have a brand new, so I told our listeners and our viewers about your book. Congratulations.
Yes, The True You. Yes, thank you. That's been out for a few years now, and word is spreading, and I've received wonderful feedback from people. That book, it's more than a book, because there's people receive, I think it's 9 initiations that initiate the awakening process or deepen it for people that have already had an awakening. So you go on this spiritual journey, actually, through the book. There's artwork in it that's been infused with what I call grace, which, like I said, it initiates the awakening process. It opens, expands, and shifts consciousness. So as people start to read and receive the energy, they go on a really wild, spiritual, accelerated ride, and things start moving and shaking and happening for them. So it's a fun book. That's for sure.
All I could say to that is, wee! It feels like, wow.
Yeah.
do the artwork?
No, I did not do the artwork. But I actually, how I attracted that artwork that's in the book is actually a perfect demonstration of how grace can work in your life. You know, as people start to receive the energy, the first thing people often report is that things that used to bother them and get on their nerves, you know, those little things that just poke at you, that stuff starts to fall away. And what the energy actually does is it radically opens people so that they can start to receive. And receiving is such a beautiful thing because a lot of us carry some sort of unworthiness or things from our lineage that seem to limit us, or, you know, there's this karma or physics that's acting upon us. And so people often wonder why, you know, I'm doing all the right things and I'm doing the affirmations and I try to give and I try to be grateful, but why does stuff keep, you know, these obstacles keep happening, or right when things start to go good, the rug gets pulled out from underneath me, that kind of stuff that's really common. I'm sure in the line of work you do and speaking with so many people, you hear that a lot. Like, why? It's like 1 foot forward, 1.5 steps back, that kind of stuff. So as people receive the energy, life starts to really flow with an impeccable ease and grace, and things just show up when you need them. It seems like magic, and it's really effortless. So, and that's how I attracted the artwork. You know, I knew that I could infuse this energy into anything for people to transmit it and for people to receive it. And I thought I can help a lot more people with this book, put, you know, some of the knowledge and ways to retrain the mind into the book and then give them the energy. So I just kind of put it out into the universe. I'm like, okay, I need some artwork. I had started receiving some visualizations of the kind of artwork that I would like. So I've always loved sacred geometry and mandalas and that type of stuff. One night when I went to go to bed, I heard, swear to God, I heard, Google fractal art. So
wow.
I got up, I Googled it. I didn't even know what a fractal was. I had never heard that word in this live stream. So I Google it, and boom, I find this guy that created this beautiful artwork on his computer, and he says on his website, I created them because it pleases me to do so, and you're free to use them as you want. And so,
wow.
Yeah, that's grace. I mean, that's how it works. It's like there's a need, you put it out there, and boom, it, once you let go and, you know, not have any attachment. So I just, with the lightest touch of a dragonfly wing is the phrase I use, put out there what you want and then let go, get out of the way so that it can come. And that seems to always be the tricky part for people is in the letting go, because if there's a lot of emotional charge around something, if your health is not good and you're really wanting health, there's a lot of a charge around that. So the letting go piece can be tricky, but that's what the True You book teaches you how to do. How to let go, let the divine do the heavy lifting in your life, and teaching you how to put your life in God's hands, God, source of all that is, whatever that higher power is, and if it's okay with people if I use the word God or the divine, put your life in the divine's hands and so much will be done for you. You know, we don't have to know it all, be it all, do it all, figure it all out. We tend to think we do, and most people are carrying this huge burden on their shoulders, and you can learn to put that down and have a life of ease. Seriously, it's possible. So,
you know,
yeah.
I think that Robin and I were just talking about that a little bit, weren't we, Robin, about kind of we lose ourselves along the line. I don't know if we lost Robin or not. Yeah? There she is. Hey. So Robin and I were just talking about that, and so that was a few years ago. You've grown since this book too, and along with the, you know, this global movement, you've created something called the Zone. Is that correct?
Yes. Well, so I've kind of laid this spiritual path out for people, and it starts with that book, The True You, and then I created three online courses, and what the first one is free. It's the Awakening into Oneness Global Experiment, and that's exactly the longest URL in history. But it's a free online course. It's 9 weeks, so it gets your journey started, and it's a perfect complement to do with the book, The True You. And then, you know, there are 3 more years ahead, because I did 2 more advanced online courses, and the energy gets stronger with each course. And so people can it's amazing how much we can do online, and so that frees me up to kind of live my life and not have to do so many sessions. But the zone method was kind of born from the grace, you know. So the grace had really brought me to a place where I didn't have as many negative thoughts. My mind was much more calm. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't seeking outside myself anymore. I was getting, you know, most of my questions answered from within, very strong connection to my own inner divine, which is what I teach other people how to do, get tapped into their own inner divine. And then a series of events happened, and I know we are limited on time, so I'm not going to get into the big story, but the zone method was kind of born from grace. Grace was the first step, and then I started to notice that my mind was getting quieter and quieter, and the pivotal point was I had gone away for a weekend retreat, and during that retreat, my mind went completely silent, and I literally heard like a click go off in my brain. No joke.
Wow.
And
sounds very zen.
It was amazing. It was like someone switched off my brain, and I thought my mind was quiet before, but I entered this stillness that I had just thought it was. It took my breath away. It took my breath away.
Wow.
And what I began to notice is that we're kind of built in such a way, you know, we have these different intuitive gifts, clairsentience, which is clear feeling, clairvoyance, clear seeing, clairaudience, clear hearing, and then clear cognizance, which is clear knowing. Each of those intuitive gifts act as gateways that you can use them to enter this state. So that's
wow.
what I've kind of, that's what I've developed. And so you can, the zone method teaches you each of these gateways, how to use them, so that literally in seconds, you find that there's a silence. There's an absolute stillness and silence that is in everybody, but it's usually buried underneath a lot of chaos in the mind and overthinking, obsessing, judging, criticizing, and all sorts of stuff that we've been programmed to do. It's not our fault. There's no blame. It's how we've been conditioned to be. But there's this silence underneath all of that, which is at the very core of us, which is the source itself that lives within us. And so I have found a way to tap into that immediately, within seconds. So, like, you can go from thinking about 6 different things at once to total silence and stillness within 3 minutes or less.
Wow.
And this is easy. Yeah, I know it sounds, I just spoke to a media coach. His name's Joel, and he's amazing. And he had been practicing transcendental meditation for a long time. So all of these concepts I was talking to him about were pretty, you know, he was familiar with them. And with TM, they give you a mantra that you kind of focus on, and then you can drop into the same state that I'm teaching people, except for with their path, they use a mantra. And I dare to say with what I'm teaching people, it's even more effortless than that, because there's no mantra, there's no concentration, there's no effort. We just use these gateways. It's like walking through a door, and once you know the gateway, you're there mm-hmm. in a second. It's that simple. And the thing is, the zone state is our natural state. We were all born in it. I mean, if you look at a little baby, you can tell they're in present moment awareness. They are in the now. One minute they're giggling, the next minute they're crying. You know, it's obvious that they're, so we're hardwired for this state. So what that means is a neural pathway was already created in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
So we are preset, so to speak, for this state. So I'm really just pointing it out to people. And then once you point it out, it's super obvious, to the point it's laughable. Like, this was underneath my nose the whole time. I just didn't know how to get there. I didn't know how to get back. So that's what the zone method can do. It's beyond peace. I mean, peace and calm are nice, especially since living in a hazard state, like they've got this white-knuckled grip on life. So, you know, peace and calm are beautiful, but there are experiences even deeper than that where, I experience myself as simply pure consciousness. Like, I'll feel that I'm sitting on this chair, but really I'm like a bunch of atoms vibrating. I can feel my cells dancing, and it's complete and total bliss. Yeah, and it's
cool.
Simple to teach people.
What do you think, Robin? Do you think we should take the 9-week free class and see what happens? Sounds like I can use it.
Love to try that.
You too, huh?
Yes.
That would be fun. We're on board.
Yay. I'm doing a free call, and Michelle, I can send you the link with the phone number and the access code, so maybe once this interview is posted, we can, would that be okay to post the phone number and access code underneath this?
Oh, I think that would be wonderful. I know for myself it would be great, and I can list it for anybody listening to the broadcast after or watching it. What do you think, Robin? I think that sounds great.
That would be a great idea.
Okay. Do you have any questions for Erica?
I'm just amazed at the journey. I would like to try a lot of that concept myself.
Yeah. It's amazing.
I didn't hear her, Michelle. Can you repeat what she said? I didn't hear.
Yeah, she said that she's amazed at the concept, and she just really liked to experience it herself. So, and me too. I mean, you amazed me. You blew my mind 10 years ago when we met, but this new stuff, I mean, and we were just talking about this. Robin and I were just talking about how, you know, on the same level, but in a different whole space, was that, you know, in our line of business, a lot of times we put ourselves last.
Yeah.
So we don't find that me time, or it's hard for us to find the space again, right? And you've just totally presented us with a solution.
Yeah, well, and, you know, with all the clients and people I work with, one of the number one complaints I get is that they've got a lot of mind chatter, and a lot of it's negative. It's not optimal. And so when you can access that silence and stillness within you, all of that goes away. And we found that once we're able to enter that state, we can affect physical healing much faster, because, you know, it's our bodies want to heal. And when we're kind of living in a hazard or stress state most of the time, the body has a really challenging time healing itself and bringing itself back to homeostasis. So once you enter this state, you feel your body immediately going to work to heal. You'll feel, because a lot of people have like cold hands and feet, that's due to like the circulation in the heart is not working optimally. One of the first things people feel is their circulation immediately starts to improve. Their hands warm up, their feet warm up. That's because the blood's moving. Things are finally moving, and all the organs are getting nourished too. People feel their digestion working. Their muscles start to twitch and let go. You know, when you go to bed at night and your body starts to relax, your muscles may twitch. People often experience that. There's this, like, incredible, it's like the whole body goes, like it takes a sigh.
Wow.
The shoulders come from up around the ears. They tend to drop. It's like a big load gets taken off. So we can start to reduce pain in the body when people have pain in different parts of their body. So because this work is new, I was so excited at first just to realize, well, I can shut my mind off, which to me, first of all, that I just sat in the glory of that for about 6 months. And then I I started to go, okay, well, now that the mind is out of the way, that's when the real magic can happen. Where can we go from here? So I found that we can help reduce pain in the body. We can, this is the most powerful place to manifest from, because you're not attached. You're in the witness. Time stands still. For people that have read Eckhart Tolle's book, The Power of Now, when you experience this, everything he wrote about in that book is going to click and make sense, because you're actually going to have an experience of what he was talking about in that book.
Wow.
Thank you, Eckhart Tolle, for I'm like, I don't need to write a book about this because he already did.
What else can people experience, or how else can people benefit from using the zone method daily? You know, I know you said healing. That's amazing to be able to pain relief.
So for physical healing, and, you know, the zone method brings you beyond the thinking mind. And so it's wonderful for emotional healing. Well, and I'm using the terms emotional healing only because that's what people can relate to. Our emotions don't really need healing. They simply need to be experienced and felt. So, you know, we've been taught and conditioned to label our emotions, you know, angry, sad, frustrated, irritated, blah, 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 on it goes. This, the zone method takes you beyond the label, which is a judgment of the mind, really, and brings you into the pure presence experience of the sensation you are having in the moment. So we're going deeper than the label into the body to the pure sensation and experience. And when you can allow yourself to go there, it moves in seconds, seriously. So if you said something that offended me and I had some anger flare up, I know now, okay, so I'm calling this anger, but what am I really feeling in my body? Well, my stomach got tight, I've got a lump in my throat. So I just presence through that while I'm sitting in the zone state, and it shifts and moves in minutes. Mostly because there's no story attached to it. You know, the story keeps us in the loop of the cycle of suffering, because we keep kind of beating ourselves up with it and keep going over and over and obsessing. And so once the story's gone and you've removed the label, you're able to just presence into what you're literally feeling right now, and it just moves. It's that simple. There's nothing you need to do about it except for meet it. And you feel a lot safer doing that when you're in the zone state, because the mind, the commentary is gone. Am I making sense?
You're making total sense to me. Is that making sense to you, Robin? I mean, I'm thinking like a baby, you know, if a baby's hungry, the baby cries, and that's it.
Right.
Really, as soon as it's been satisfied. How about you, Robin? Does that make sense?
Brain, so it's not an instant gratification. You have to work at it.
Right.
Yeah, and with this, there's no work or effort. You learn to just go into the pure physical sensation you're experiencing without any judgment and just let it move. I mean, it's that simple, and that's the way we were designed to be, and I love that you use the baby, because that's a perfect example. You know, they go from one thing to another, and that was our design. And like Robin said, we've kind of gotten far away from that. And so that's the other thing that the zone method teaches you, is to get back to the natural state, your natural blueprint, your natural design.
Wow.
And who couldn't, as far as I'm concerned, who couldn't use that, especially in this time? It's like imperative. I think that during this time of the ascension and our bodies moving from carbon-based to crystalline-based, and, you know, people are having much more of an experience of being more in the present moment. This can really help take us to a whole new level of being true human beings and letting go of a lot of the judgment that we put on ourselves and other people, because when you're in the zone state, those labels fall away.
Wow.
You kind of enter this state of equanimity. I can never say that word, but that's the word I'm trying to say. Equanimity.
It's a really good state.
Yeah, it is. It is.
And, so we just have a few minutes left, Erica.
Oh, sure.
We just have a few minutes left, so I want to make sure that anybody viewing or listening can know where to go to learn more about the Zone Method and you, and if somebody wants to connect with you, how would they do that?
Very simple. Just go to ericarock.com, and that's Erica with a C. So ericarock.com.
Awesome. And all the information about your book and the Zone Method. Now, is the Zone Method something that's in a book, or do they have to work with you one-on-one? I mean, how is that presented?
Well, I offer free calls pretty regularly on Monday nights, and they're always recorded. So if people can't make the live call, like I have one coming up on January 12th, 7:30 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that will be recorded. So if people can't make the live call, they can always get the recording just by emailing me. And when you go to my website, there's a tab for the zone method, so that you can look on there. I have a CD that I recorded. So say, because I wanted to make sure everybody could access this state, no matter what their financial situation was. So I do the free calls. I also have a recording that people can listen to that will bring you into the state, so that you can get a physical CD or the download as well. And then we have the trainings where we teach people how to do this.
Great.
They can bring themselves in whenever they want. Yeah.
Nice. I like that. So Erica Rock, E-R-I-C-A-R-O-C-K. And Robin has just let me know that there is somebody on the call that would like to talk. We just have a minute left, but I don't know if you want to give it a go, see if we can answer a question in a minute or less.
Sure, that would be fine.
All right. Well, so let's if you could go ahead. Let's see.
They hung up. Oh
well, damn it, they hung up. It was a tease.
Oh, maybe they got cold feet.
Yeah, they're like, oh wait, I'm gonna be live. No. We do have a lot of, with the Blog Talk, you can call in and just listen, or you can press the one and we can see you that you're there, and we know you're there. And if we can see you, we're going to put you on the air.
We're going to put you on the spot.
Yep, exactly. So I think that this is just about enough. Yeah, I think that this is, we're out of time. But, I want to say, Erica, thank you so much for coming on the call today. So intriguing. We would absolutely love to have you back on again, but for sure we're going to forward people over to your website and get some growth going on here, get some movement.
Thank you. Thank you, Michelle, and I'd love to be back anytime. Just let me know. It's my honor and privilege to be with you today, so thank you for having me.
Thank you. Take care.
Okay, love. Bye-bye.
What a sweetheart. So that was Erica Rock, and we will share on the website Erica's information. And once again, I want to thank you for joining me and Robin. Thank you, Robin.
You're welcome.
And we will be live next Tuesday at 10 a.m. as well, where Robin and I will be taking psychic questions from 10:30 to 11 a.m. So be sure to either call in next week, or you can email, and hopefully by next week we'll have a little Twitter page set up and a Facebook page so we can get questions in advance.
Sounds good.
Okay, great. Well, thank you once again. I've been your host, Michelle Melio and Robin. And until next week, namaste and be well.